How to Honor Jewish Identity While Speaking Honestly About Christ. Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. In this video, we are practicing how to honor Jewish identity while speaking honestly about Christ. This is a delicate and important ministry skill. A Christian leader may be speaking with a Jewish person at a funeral, a hospital bed, a wedding planning meeting, a campus conversation, or a coaching appointment. The setting matters. A public ceremony is not the same as a private spiritual conversation. A grief moment is not the same as a Bible study. A family conflict is not the same as a personal question about Jesus. Start with permission and respect. You might say, "I want to honor your Jewish background carefully. Would you be willing to share what is most important for me to understand?" Or, "I am a Christian minister, so I want to be honest about my faith while also respecting your family and tradition." What would feel appropriate in this setting? Those questions help establish trust. If the person is part of an interfaith wedding conversation, clarify expectations early. What scripture will be used? What prayers are welcome? What language should be avoided? What would honor both families without making false claims? If the conversation is pastoral or personal, listen for the person's relationship to Jewish identity. Is it religious, cultural, familial, historical, covenant-shaped, painful, precious, complicated? Then, when appropriate, speak honestly about Christ. A gentle Christian witness might sound like this. "As a Christian, I believe Jesus is deeply connected to the story of Israel. I believe he fulfills God's promises, brings salvation, and opens the way for Jews and Gentiles to be reconciled to God. I also know that claim can be difficult or even painful for some Jewish people to hear, especially because of history. I want to speak of him with humility, not pressure." This kind of witness is clear. It does not hide Jesus. It also refuses arrogance. Christian leaders should remember that Jewish-Christian conversations often involve shared words with different meanings. Covenant, Messiah, law, righteousness, salvation, kingdom, promise, sacrifice, scripture, and hope. Do not assume agreement. Clarify kindly. A good question might be, "When you hear the word Messiah, what does that mean to you?" Or, "When Christians speak of Jesus as fulfillment, what concerns or questions does that raise for you?" Finally, pray only by permission. Share scripture only with wisdom and consent. Do not pressure a vulnerable person. Honor Jewish identity. Reject anti-Semitism. Speak truthfully of Jesus. Serve the person before you with humility, clarity, and Christ-like love.